Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? Well, we're going to find out who you are tonight because you've tuned in to Radiance by Design here on www.bbsradio.com. And it's really a source energy in its own little way, isn't it? Because we have on BBS, we have an amazing broad spectrum of all kinds of people who are pushing the envelope. It may not be the way you want to push it, but most of us are trying to kind of stretch things so that we look at life differently. We're living a time in what is called, sweetly called, the shift. Time of the shift. What does that mean? Well, I suppose it depends on who you listen to and what you read, but my comprehension of it all is that as the frequencies move up on our planet and also in the universe, as our frequencies move up within ourselves as vibrational beings of light, what happens is we change. Change the energy, change the reality. And when we change, there's possibility for human beings, for all of humanity, to become different. Because the collective itself, you know, a whole bunch of us together who are changing, makes a very different collective suit, doesn't it? And in that collective suit, the possibility of absolutely changing our species is tremendous. And then, golly, we could relate to all kinds of dimensions and who knows what all. So that was a long preamble. Excuse me. And tonight I want to talk to you about resonance and music. My paradigm shifter this week on Tuesday night was Randy Masters. And Randy is quite the aficionado of music, of sacred geometrics, and of, what does he call it? Resonant living, that's what it is living according to resonance, and Randy really does that. And that reminded me that we need to talk about that too. As we resonate and as we increase our resonance, we meet the shift. As we come into the time, as the year cycles along, we come into the time of rebirth. Some of us call it Christmas, some of us don't, but in any case, it really is a time of, we get the shortest days, the gestation of reality goes into the darkness and then comes back up. And it really, to me, is signifies a time of rebirth. And it's wonderful because when you think about resonance, it's how we resonate our thoughts and our feelings, our attitudes, our intentions. We resonate with that which we wish to create. And with the frequencies moving as fast as they are, that can be manifested faster than a whippersnapper. So enough of a prelude, enough of a prologue. Let's get to work here. We're going to start off by doing our sacred geometric meditations. And after that, we're going to have you call in, and we're going to talk about you. Not behind your back, right in front of your face, so that you can share globally what it is to be growing and changing in your world. I love it when you call in with your problems or what's sticking you. Not just problems, because I don't do predictions, not that kind of problem, but problems about my resonance is leading me into this experience or that, and I want to break out, and I want to be more empowered in work, in home, in relationship, in health, or whatever. I love it when you call in. Some of you have been, what would I call it, faithful callers, telling us what's been going on in your world and how to actually unhook yourself from it and how to move in the next level, onto the next level. And then I hear from many others of you who say, wow, when so-and-so called in, I really got a certain amount of movement inside and I began to understand where I was blocked and how I could move forward. Because I keep saying every week, Radiance by Design is developing a community. It's a community of listeners. It's a community of consciousness. It's a community of people that are moving past that which has been, what would we say, the old paradigm, the old, it sounded like I was going to say paranoid, the old paranoid paradigm, and moving into a time where we're creating our reality and we want to do it in alignment with one another, not in competition with each other. And remember this, if you're really who you are, if you're designed by your own conscious intention and your love and your choices to move forward, there is no competition for you. You're the only one in the universe with your job. Isn't that an amazing thing? So let's get to work and do our sacred geometrics and so that we can become more of who we are, and so that we can, let's see, what do we do in the sacred geometrics? We learn to protect ourselves, to set up a vibrational haven all around us, and in that vibrational haven to create the reality we want and amp up our ability to manifest it and put it forward into the world. Hence, it's your gift, your Christmas gift, your Hanukkah gift to the collective. So let's get to work. Ladies and gentlemen, take a deep breath. Just even breathing so fun, isn't it? All right, are you ready? Let's call in above your heads, perhaps 2 miles or 4 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through the top of your head, through your spine, into the lower golden ball. And then from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 20 feet out from your body, drop a four-sided golden pyramid. And then upside down, point to point to meet it, with its point being at the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid, so that you're in an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And now inside of that, create a crystal ball. And the crystal ball nudges the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside of that is your star tetrahedron. It's like a three-dimensional Star of David. Or some people say it's the Merkaba, but I don't think of it as quite the Merkaba. But maybe in your case it is. I don't know. The Merkaba is your light body that you shift dimensions with. So we go into our star tetrahedron, or if you want to call it your Merkaba, and then start to spin and spin, 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 and spin, and spin, yeah. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you and see on the magical screen the movies that you're going to create so you can watch them. And the first movie is all about you and what it is you want to become, who you want to be, who you want to become. And like I say every week, I want to be more and more multidimensional. Excellent. And then you watch yourself creating yourself the way you want to be. And then you enjoy it and experience it. For me, what does it feel like to be multidimensional? I can see myself, experience myself, be myself under those circumstances. What is it you're working on for yourself? Mm-hmm. Excellent. And when you feel like you've accomplished this, wrap it in light. Good. And move to the next movie in which you place yourself creating something. It could be home and family. It could be partnership. I don't know what it is you want to create. It could be a business. It could be a book. It could be whatever it is you want to create. Something creative. Obviously, it's going to be creative because it's your creation, isn't it? And see all the resources coming to you to help you create it. Good. And see yourself right in the heart of your production. And how do you feel there? You having fun? See yourself grinning away. See the resources coming to implement this in an ongoing fashion. The resources come to you from all over and they keep going. And really watch it and make it feel like a success. Remember, part of the deal with this manifestation stuff is that you want to actually feel what it is you're doing. Like you're living it, you're experiencing it. It's not just a fig Newton of your imagination. Good work. Now wrap it in light. Let it stew away there while we go into the Galactic Healing Center. It's a wonderful place. And the first place you see is a healing table, and then you call in your healing team and have the team surround the table. And who's in your team? some people see them as a combination of spirit beings and human beings, and some people see it as only human beings. Some people see it as ETs. Some people see it as a mixture of characters from all dimensions. Who knows? Angels, perhaps. Who do you see in your healing team? Mm-hmm. And on the first table, you lie yourself down and ask the healing team to work with you. What is it that you can either ask for what it is you need and want, or you can ask them what it is they would like to help you find. These beings have amazing perception, so they can sometimes know more about what we need than we do, and sometimes not. So you have to play with this. Just play. And remember, they'll give you some answers about who you are and what it is you're working on. That's it. What are they doing with you? Okay. And yes. And some of them are doing energy. Some are drawing things out of your body mind, aren't they? Mine is really funny this time. It's as if they pull out my inner child. So she's sitting up and looking at them, perhaps 5 years old. They literally pulled her out as if she was being birthed out of me. Isn't that funny? And they're playing with her and teasing her and helping her laugh and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then you can also ask if there's any messages. And you might even want to jot those messages down. And now we wrap that scenario in light. Wrap it all up in beautiful light. And then move to the next one. And in the next one, once again, the team will replicate itself because they're very magical. Remember, they're very etheric. They're not stuck with our little rules, are they? They'll bring in another table and someone else that you'd like to work on. And have that person come in. Mm-hmm. Okay, and have them work on, tell you what it is that needs doing with this person. Mm-hmm. And you can either participate or simply observe. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm always working on this person who's had a hip replacement, and they're showing that even though she's in pain in the hips, they want to work on her brain pattern. Remember, the temporal lobes have a lot to do with body pain. I hope you stuck in with us, you guys. The reason that it went out is because I didn't have my lipstick on yet, but I've got it on now. And so this is Veronica Entwistle saying, welcome back to Radiance by Design. And I hope you're going to call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. What we're talking about tonight on Radiance by Design is conscious resonance. So, like, what is it you want to have happen during this Yuleful? Is this Yuleful season? Is there such a word as a Yuleful season? I don't know. Yule log season? at this time where people brighten up the darkness in our days, with the darkest days of the year, with bright lights of all kinds, LEDs this year, they're cheaper to run and they take less energy, aren't they? And all kinds of people are lighting candles and saying greetings to each other and ringing bells, and you don't have to really believe in it all in order to get with the festivities. So what's going on in your world? One thing I like Christmas carols, and Bob was sort of laughing and going, I wonder about with all of this extraterrestrial evolution in our consciousness, that whether or not the ETs are going to mind Christmas carols, or if people are going to really be questioning. And I'm going, I don't. I just like the resonance, the bells, the sounds, the sentiment. Because that's the other thing, is the sentiments of any time of year have a huge impact on how we create our reality, don't they? So if you feel extremely lonely in your life, you're probably going to get lonelier at this time of year unless you consciously go in there and work out something. Remember? And loneliness is a weird thing because it means that we're seeking for the truth of our own path, doesn't it? It doesn't necessarily mean you're reaching out for someone, even though that's what it feels like. It usually means that somewhere deep down there's kind of a chilly feeling of not being able to belong in our own legend or something. So this time of year, we want to learn how to resonate. We want to learn how to resonate consciously anyway. So I love referring. I've done this before on shows. I've done this where I work with the book Being in Vibration by Joseph Rael. It's a really wonderful, very simple little book. And he's a vibrational healer who walks the land and really learns to resonate with what's coming up in the land, what kind of minerals and so on. And what he talks about in this book, what is it called? Called Being in Vibration. And he talks about how your body is really a sound chamber. And I like thinking our body, or I like to refer to our bodies as vibrational vehicles of light. And to me, that means that we're so vibrational, and the body comes after, meaning that everything that's gone on in our experiences resonates with our vibrational selves first and then comes down into the body later. But then the point that he's making is that you can make sounds, you can make sounds to resonate throughout your body and actually heal some of the denser impacts of life experience. So that means that what's already impacted your vibrational body that goes into your body can be shifted and cleared if you go in and use your body as a chamber. Does that make any sense? Have I just repeated myself and made it even more vague? So let's do some sounding. We used to do this all the time when I worked with KNRY Radio in Santa Cruz, Monterey. It was wonderful. And I always started my shows, instead of with the sacred geometrics, I always started with the chakra sound meditation. So why don't we do just a little teeny bit of that while you call in. And again, the number is 888. You'd think I'd remember this by now. I always have to get it from Bob. Now, he was sort of asleep on the spot. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And I want you to call in, and I want us to talk about what's going on in your body, mind, and maybe we can resonate together to shift the frequencies so that you and I can create and manifest what it is we truly want to manifest. And hopefully it's peace and love and joy. Oh, and I just want to say one other thing, is that the music we use for Radiance by Design and for Paradigm Shifters is music that is amazing. It's by Amrita Cottrell, and it was created by Amrita because she had breast cancer, and she was told by her, she had it one breast removed, and then when she got cancer in the second one, this is after doing a lot of healing work, she talked to her guides, and they said, music, music, and more music, right? I don't suppose they put it in those words. So what she did is she went off and studied music, and she began to make, she studied music and music healing, and she made sounds, and she put sounds to music in such a way as to cure her own cancer. And you and I know that that's a talk about being a resonant chamber. She really worked to resonate throughout her body mind in order to learn to change the energy so you change the reality. So I'd like us all to do this exercise together. Since you're not calling in, I want you to, so there. All right, what we're going to do is, all right, I would like you to focus on your base chakra, and the sound you're going to make is, and I want you to imagine, while you're making that sound, imagine vibrating at the base of your spine, and in that vibration, connect a red light to that vibration, and then drop it down to connect it into the core of the earth. Is that too much? Can you handle all of that at once? It's a bit like being a shillelagh or a juggler, isn't it? And we're going to make the sound, and I want you to make that sound over and over until it literally resonates at the base of your spine. You got it? Remember, you're going to make it red, and you're going to make that red light go into the core of the earth. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're now sound chambers. Sometimes when you do that, you feel vibrations in different parts of your body. So let it rip, because the tie between those parts of your body and your base chakra is really strong. Good work. You know, I got the second one, I got to go way up the back of my neck. Did you get anything, Bob? Mm-hmm. A little bit, he said. It's not forthcoming at this moment. He might be fifth coming, though. All right, let's focus in the belly area, the second chakra, and the sound is, as most of you know, the color is orange. And we're going to make the sound go round and round in that great cauldron of wisdom, which houses the subconscious, the belly, the intestinal tract, and so on. And you want to sound until it becomes orange. Ready? The art is to actually scour, have that sound move around and scour, move all the lumps and bumps in the darker parts of the belly area. And that means the whole intestinal tract. It's a little like when you get to the brain, all the convolutions in the brain. I'm still fascinated by the fact that the intestinal area or the belly area is where we create our neurotransmissions and actually store our neurotransmissions, that serotonin and all kinds of chemical juices that make us feel better. Isn't that interesting? That's also where we're cluttered up with subconscious and other people's influence and dominances and codependencies. And oh my goodness, we're very complex belly people, aren't we? Back to back, belly to belly. Let's go in and do orange into the belly one more time. And notice which other parts of the body resonate whilst you're sending the light in through the belly. Good work. Okay, now we're moving into the solar plexus, your personal power center. And let's do the sound, oh. And it's bright, clear yellow. Oh. interesting, as all of you know, is that I'm an intuitive, and as I'm doing that, I'm conscious of several of you out there in which that solar plexus looks kind of like a, excuse me, a cottage cheesy thing, meaning, you know, the solar plexus is like your personal, it is your personal power center. That is who I really am on the planet, not somebody who's designed by somebody else's point of view or someone's expectation or my fear of what you think of me or any of those things. It's how, when I have life experiences, I use my personal cellular juice, if you want to look at it that way, to resolve the issues or also to drive my soul and my lineage. And I look, and there's a number of you out there that I'm seeing these funny little gray kind of lacy-looking hole combinations in the middle of your bright yellow going, oh, that's very interesting. That means that your personal power, from my perspective, it means that your personal power is compromised or is bargained with by all kinds of expectations that you've got on yourself and other people. So I'm just watching. So take a look at your solar plexus. Make that sound. And have the sound go round and round and round in it like a nice, you know, your chakras are supposed to move like vortices, aren't they? And it's like a, beautiful spiral. So as you see these funny dark patches in the solar plexus, keep moving the yellow light through until those patches are at least lightened up, if not actually gone. So one more time. Somebody's really afraid of who you are. I can see it. It's making me want to cry. Okay, we'll talk about that when you call in. Are you going to call in or not? Let's move to the heart chakra. Here's the heart chakra, is the whole chest area. And remember that your lungs store karmic grief, a lot of really ancient, ancient stuff. And so your chest, which is for courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love, love of all kinds, of course means despair and loss and frustration, doesn't it? So let's do a sound. The sound should be green, and it's the sound of inspiration, which is, and don't be surprised if when you look inside with your inner eye, or your third eye, your cyclops eye, don't be surprised if sometimes your lungs look really dark and kind of breezy purple. That's because they're full of really ancient memory of loss. And I want to say this time of year we get reminded on every level of the kinds of losses and the kinds of gains and the kinds of memories that we have in sentimental experiences. So let's color our chest bright, clear green and make that sound, make it as long as you can on each breath. And we'll keep doing that to scour out the darker patches in the lungs or in the chest or even in the pumping organ of your heart. There you go. Ready? And it's funny, as we do this, I see a woman there, and she's a lump in her throat. It's funny, as she tries to clear her heart, what's happening over and over is her throat is getting sore. And it's like there's a lump in her throat. What does that mean, I have a lump in my throat? Very often when we're fighting down an old way of feeling, like a sadness that we don't want to reveal to the world, we get a lump in our throat, don't we? We try to hold everything back. And I'm saying to all of you, and also to my friend who's got the lump in her throat, it's really important to remember that as you clear something like your throat, your heart chakra, as you clear your lungs, you're going to get some feedback in the next chakra, which is the throat. Remember, the throat is how you express who you are and how you are from all of life's experiences and all your cellular experiences. So you want to sing yodel, whistle, gargle, and we're going to make sounds in the throat so that your throat can transform all those amazing energies that have come from life experiences. Remember, we're here on the planet as spirit beings, and we're here on the planet to learn to pioneer our soul's expression of who it is, collecting all kinds of experiences and hopefully turning it into wisdom so that we can create out into the world. And as we talked about, there's a shift going on, and this resonating experience that we're having tonight is supposed to be helpful in terms of transforming what's been locked in your vibrational vehicle. So let's focus on your throat chakra, which is a clear eggshell blue. Although, you know something? I've often seen mine as royal blue. Aha! You think I'll pass this exam? Because my understanding is, as a seer, that for most of us, we have our own ways of seeing. And even whether it's the Merkaba or the color of your chakras or whatever, I think there's a certain amount of subjectivity. I've actually even seen people with red chakras that are very deep blue. And, you know, that gets into what does that mean? It's all information and it's telling you something. So in any case, let's get into the throat chakra, ladies and gentlemen. And the sound we're going to make is, as in everything, an essence. And focus into the throat. And open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube, like, okay? And color a blue sound. You know, it's really interesting. I've got somebody out there, and this one is a man, and when you make that sound, your arms both go really almost dead. Do you realize that? Who is that that's doing that? This one looks like a man, and you're trying really hard to do your meditation practice. Pay attention. When that happens, it's telling you that the way you've transformed a lot of your life experiences is having a huge impact on how you give and receive, how you go into life and get things, and how you receive things. And I would say, looking at you, you have a real gift of sharing, and yet you're holding back because you're kind of shy, and also because you're a little bit rigid in how that's supposed to be. Somebody taught you that you were supposed to do everything this way and that way and the other way, and I'm watching that your third eye is very connected to that throat chakra. If it's you, go inside and ask yourself to feel how tight you are about giving and receiving. What is your fear? That you won't be supported, that you're going to do it wrong, that there's something wrong with how you do most everything socially? I want you to ask yourself that, because it'll start changing. If you ask yourself the right questions in your body when these feelings come up, it'll start changing. And you'll start to be freed from some kind of program you've placed in your own vibrational vehicle, which then resonates right into your physical being. That was very interesting. And how many others of you have got, I see, there's many. One has got a tremendous connection between the throat chakra, only one that I'm seeing right now, there are probably a number of you, the throat chakra and the third eye. And it seems like as she sings, I think it's a woman, as you sing the sound, your third eye begins to hurt. What does that tell you? It tells me, you know what the third eye is. All of you listening to Radiance by Design know what the third eye is, don't you? The third eye is that hidden part of you. It's in the forehead. It's in behind the brow. It's the part of the brain that's fully capable of seeing with your eyes closed, of perceiving, of intuiting, of understanding way beyond the third dimension. And this one person who I'm looking at now, I believe it is a woman, a very tall woman, in fact, has been making the sounds in her throat, and as she does, her brain gets very, very stressed. And the third eye looks like it wants to open, and then it's fighting really hard. And she herself also has incredible numbness in the arms that is rising. So let's make our third eye sound. And, honey, I just want to say to you, pay attention. If that's happening for you, just observe with your inner eye that your arms want to go numb when we do that, and they will start to relax, and it will start changing. Then we can also run light into it after, but first I want you to pay attention to your third eye, because everybody listening to Radiance by Design is already committed to being a part of that group that opens to greater knowing and seeing and participating in a collective that is waking up. Happy Yuletide. And the sound is eh, as in intuition, and we'll go a little higher. And the color is deep indigo. It's a deep, radiant, radiant purple. You ready? And if you find that your arms are getting weird or your stomach's getting weird or your belly's getting weird, pay attention to the connection between the opening of the third eye and that part of your body, and we'll talk about what it means. You're on the air. Goody.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Chad.
Ted.
How are you, darling?
My audience was calling, so I'm drove.
I can't really hear you. Your phone is weird. Are you all right?
Yeah. Is it me? Yeah, I should go in maybe a different room.
Okay.
Yeah, darn. I just wondered about it. I was just taking a light-speed learning course, and, it's supposed to be really great and everything, but I haven't seen that much progress in myself, and I'm not sure if it's something that's productive or not. So anyway, I just thought I'd get your... there's a bunch of things going on. I just thought, well, I'll ask about that.
What's really interesting, we were talking about the third eye. I don't know if you were listening at all, but...
Yes, I was. I was afraid to sound because I thought I'd come through on the radio, so I didn't.
Come on, Ted, you're courageous. You could come through.
Yeah, well, but I don't want to...
But you know what's interesting is I'm watching your brain. Your brain is very anxious about this course. You need to kind of do some really wild breathing before you take the course because you've already taken it because there's a tension in your brain.
I've already taken it, and now I'm in the sort of practice phase. So they want us to practice every day, and so I do, and I work at getting kind of centered and quiet so that I can do the thing. But I'm not sure. It's supposed to really enhance your language development and, reading and everything. And so I don't know.
What I'm seeing is that there's a very tense, if I poke my finger into your brain, which of course I would never do physically, but into the corpus callosum, in just behind the frontal lobe, you have a huge tension there in your brain. It's making it harder for you. You have ADD, don't you, or some form of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's harder for you to relax into it because apparently this is like this speed reading course. It's a light, what did you call it? Speed, light reading?
Light speed, yeah.
Well,
light
it seems
learning,
like
yeah.
It's a very intuitive thing, you know.
Yeah, it sure is. It puts it into that other part of the brain, the right brain, yeah.
Well, what it looks like to me is there's a tension there and you're not letting it in. See what I mean?
Yeah. What should I do? Just kind of work it. Maybe I should do some sounding or something in the third eye.
I was just going to say I would make a lot of noise in there. I'd really... Remember, we were talking today about resonance, and really what happens is if we can resonate various parts of our brain, for example, which you can do just with the simple exercises, you actually relax. You know, if you vibrate your muscles, they actually will relax. It's like that. And
mm-hmm.
I would really want you to do that. You're
so
scared. What are you scared of, Ted? Are you scared of me?
well,
that
I guess,
no, huh?
and yeah, you're pretty harmless. I don't know. I guess not cutting the mustard somehow, I guess, and doing things.
I think that's the absolute thing I'm seeing, is that you're afraid of it not working, and that's tightening up your brain, which is just a muscle. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're showing you have a real light. This is the good thing, is that you have a tremendous light in your beingness, and you have a tremendous light in your brain, and you're going to pick it up intuitively. So it's like when you're trying to do it and you're not able to do it, I would go do a workout, some yoga, dance like a fool for a while, and you know what I mean, like not like a fool, but just dance until your brain releases.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Sure, it does. It does.
Because you have full capacity to do this, but you have to get out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I'll keep at it. I have pretty good discipline. But,
I just want to remind you of Edgar Cayce. You know who Edgar Cayce was, right?
Sure.
And he used to sleep on books so that he could read them that way.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Maybe you should practice that.
Yeah. I know. Jeez. Well, so there's a new lady in my life. I'm kind of, you know, that's sort of exciting, too, another new thing. And we'll see. She's recovering from a marriage that didn't work for a long time, and so I'm not sure where it'll go, but it's kind of fun.
Well, I think that maybe you have to know what a good guy you are. I think that there's a whole problem there with you not realizing how amazing you are. And this woman has to find her way out of a lot of situations before she can commit to you. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's nice. I like her a lot. And it's good that she's coming out of her marriage. But I'm going to go because I have another call, and I'm being greedy.
Okay, great.
I want both of them.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay,
thanks
bye
for calling,
bye.
Ted. Bye,
uh-huh.
Honey.
Bye.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Is it me?
It's you. How are you?
Well, there's two sides of me. One's okay, and one's putting one foot in front of the other.
Aww.
And, you know, it's just the time of year, I guess. But I'm really curious about what's the next step with the money thing, because I got to move on. And I don't know if I'm going back to the teaching thing or if I'm going to stay with the art thing. And I got to make my New Year's resolutions and my wishes for the new year. I'm just kind of cynical.
So that reminds me of the question, the good old question. What do you want to do?
See, I'm afraid to want anything. I've wanted things and they haven't worked. And so the sad, kind of cynical part of me is like, you know, why even wish or why plan? So I'm thinking, you know, well, what is, I don't know. I'm just kind of discouraged.
Well, you know, that part of the problem is that's kind of going around right now.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like back to the old program of doing making the plan of what it is you want to do. How is that? I do know this because I know this mystery lady. I know who she is. So what happened when you went to the fair with your art, honey?
No. Well, people weren't really buying so much art. Didn't work this time.
Okay. So, and that's because of the economy right now?
Sure, I think so. People don't want to just buy something for their window, you know. But I'm thinking of diversifying and painting clothing because people did buy clothing.
I really do
want to stick with the art and the fairs and everything, but I don't know if this is the right economy for all that.
I don't think you can buy into that. But the other thing is when we see teaching, we see you teaching and art. The art is the most significant thing, and sometimes you will teach it. Can you figure out a way to, can you see yourself doing a part-time art teacher kind of thing?
Sure, yeah. I could go back to that part-time.
That seems like that's going to be the fastest way for you to get some moolah.
And it will open up that way with all the cuts and this and that?
Yeah, I think so. Have you talked to anybody at the schools?
No. That'll be next year. I'll start dealing with all that.
I don't know. You know, what I'm seeing is that there's somebody to talk to just before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a job, but it's like you're going to be talking to someone and some ideas will come forward. Maybe that's me tonight, but I think it's not. I think it's somebody at the school.
It's you. I'm talking to you now.
I'll hire you, but I don't have a school right now.
Yeah, just the idea part. Yeah, okay.
I just think I would stick my neck out a little bit because one thing about you is when you get a little interaction, you get perked. And when you get perked, you have more ideas.
That's
and
right.
It seems like you've got three routes of potential financial support coming up. And so reach out and see if you can titillate yourself.
Okay.
All
and
right?
I'm going to call you soon and set up a reading, okay?
I would love that.
I would love it, too. And blessed solstice to you and your family.
Oh, right. Thank you. And to you, blessed solstice.
Yeah, I'm
the shortest
trying to prepare,
day of the year.
You know, those seeds for spring, and I've just noticed that I'm afraid to even kind of dream or anything. But I'll call you about all that.
Excellent. Excellent.
And I loved sounding tonight. That was fun. We hadn't done that in a long time.
We haven't done that since KNRY, I don't think.
Right. I know. I used to love that part.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. And now she just reminded me that we were sounding, so let's finish with it, and then we have to sign off quickly. The top of our head is, and it's purple, and that's where you let in. It's violet, it's where you let in God's guides, angels, higher power, higher self. Let's sound with that, and then we'll say goodnight. I just felt that rush through my entire body. Some of you out there are really scared to do it. One more time. Don't be scared. Bring it in. Here come the angels. Next week on Paradigm Shifters, I'm going to have Bernie Siegel, who's a very famous love, medicine, and miracles guy, and he's written a book on 101 Connections to the Soul. And we're going to be talking to him. So that's very exciting. That's 8 o'clock next Tuesday night. Stay tuned for Jackie Silvitti and the team with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And yours truly, Jackie's sidekick and the questioner of the team. I like to ask them a lot of questions. We're moving into a very, very amazing season, and we're headed toward a very rapid shift in well, we're already in the middle of a very rapid shift in human consciousness. So if you'd like a session with me or you'd just like to talk about some of the guests that are coming up or whatever, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, spelled C-A-L-M. No, it's not really. I'm just teasing. And I want to say thank you so much for participating in Radiance by Design with me and being a part of our Radiance by Design community. Take some love from the universe. Bring it into the top of your head and send it out in your heart and send it to one another. Many blessings and thank you for listening.